Editor. The announcement of $117 million in federal funds, our money, to mitigate the long-standing water shortage we endure most years should be good news. Given the coast's record on completing water projects on time and on budget, I remain skeptical. There is a long way to go, at least 3 years, before we see this project in operation. The devil is in the details, and transparency on this effort is lacking. Some questions. The location for the proposed project is within an active mine site that is downslope from land where domestic waste and biosolids, including medical waste, have been dumped for years. Who will certify that there is no threat to health and safety? What will be the ongoing maintenance costs for these facilities? Who will pay? What about cost overruns? Who will build the reservoirs? Will it be a competitive bid? Who will be eligible to bid on the project? The first reservoir is being built on land not owned by the SCRD. Is there guaranteed unrestricted access to the reservoirs? Will the operation of the reservoirs be incorporated into the current SCRD water treatment operations and maintenance process? MP Patrick Weiler stated that funding is a 100% grant, but that doesn't mean there are no caveats. The Seashelt Nation website clearly says that funding is conditional on environmental assessment obligations and all requirements related to consultation with indigenous groups. It goes on to say that federal funding is conditional on the signing of a contribution agreement. We have no insight into those processes at all. And everything is dependent on an independent environmental assessment, which will be a key step to watch. Meanwhile, what happens to the SCRD's ongoing exploration and drilling program? The public deserves a great deal more transparency. Keith Maxwell, Seashelt.